passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Setting out backyard feeders is a great way to get birds to gather in places where you can easily enjoy them.
Feeders should be a supplement to a garden. That's what you should concentrate on, is creating a garden that is going to provide some of the materials, and then use your feeders to put the birds where you can easily see them.
Mark Klim, an avid birder, coordinates the wildscaping program for Parks and Wildlife. The kinds of feeders and food you put out will determine the kinds of birds you attract for up-close viewing.
Black oil sunflower seed is your best. I certainly do not recommend using the mixes that have a lot of red millet or milo in them, because they tend to attract a lot of house sparrows. Use different types of feeders. Put out a platform feeder and you'll get some of your traditionally ground feeding birds that will go to the platform. Put out some peanut feeders for some of our bigger jays. You might want to look at putting out a sock feeder, which is just a sock that has thistle seed in it, for the finches.
So there you have it. Creating a stunning and educational experience in your own backyard can be as easy as hanging a sock with the proper seed. Just be sure to keep the binoculars handy.
There is no place better in the world for attracting birds than right here in Texas.
Learn more about Texas birds and ways to bring them to your home by visiting our website, passporttotexas.org. That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.